I want to bring a message to you today, and I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, and I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 14, and I'm going to bring a message to you out of that. But 1 Corinthians 9:14 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." So God in his word is telling us, look, we've a race to run. We've a race to run for God to reach our children and to reach our grandchildren and to even reach our grandchildren, that one day they'll come to know the Savior as their Lord and Savior, and they'll have a home in heaven. And we need to run that race as if their lives depend on it, because their eternal soul does depend on it. If I, as a grandpa, decide that, well, I'm going to quit going to Wednesday night church, well, that's going to cause a triple effect down through my family. And as that effect goes down through my family, because I decide to miss Wednesday night church, then I've got a son or a daughter that decides, well, if Dad can skip church, I guess we can too. We're going to take off for the whole weekend. And so now we got Dad skipping Wednesday night, son and daughter skipping Sunday morning and Sunday night, and now you got a grandchild growing up that don't even get to go to church at all. And we wonder, what's wrong with America? Why are we having so problems and all the fighting and crime and the men and women behind bars? It's right there. We're not running the race. I'm not running the race as good as I should. You're not running the race as good as you should. I praise God we're all here where we belong. Thank God for that. But what about our home life? What are we doing at home? Are we reading the Bible home, or are we reading the Flint Journal? What do our children see as more important? Do they see the newspaper so important that Dad can't be without it? Or do they see the Bible's more important that Dad can't be without it? And we need to run that race for the sake of generations behind us. I want to bring you in 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 7. You can turn there if you want. But Paul says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith." What Paul's saying is, look, as long as I've been able to, whether I've been in prison or out of prison, whether I've been beaten or not beaten, I've ran my race. I have preached the birth, death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've ran my race. I'm not going to stand before my God ashamed when he comes. If we meet him in the air, or if we meet him in the rapture of the air, or if we die and then we meet him. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But you know what about that verse? To be absent with the body and be present with the Lord don't mean you're going to stay there. We're all going to stand before God one day. Someone's going to stand before God, and we're going to see the blessings and trophies and crowns for what we've done while we were down here running the race of our lifetime for Jesus. And others are going to stand before God, and we're going to be ashamed because we didn't do nothing for Jesus. We didn't get saved, and we're going to stand in the judgment seat of God, and we ain't going to be there very long. We're going to be cast in the lake of fire. For who said what's not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Listen, you don't have to believe that. It's God's word. God's going to do it whether you believe it or not. He does not need our permission to keep his word. But we're to run the race. You know, I think so much about in 2 Timothy verse 4, 10, it says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed." What a terrible tragedy end. Demas departed, loving this world. rather have the things of this world than the things of eternity. You know, there's a Demas in every one of us. We all have a Demas in us that we've got to fight against. Our spirit and our flesh wars constantly day and night. The Demas in me doesn't want to be here. The Demas in me says, I've worked all week. I'm tired. I need to get some rest. I'll just hug my pillow. And the spirit in me says, no, get up. You've got children watching you. Get up. Go to church. You've got neighbors watching you. Get up. Get up. Fight. Fight for the sake of others. Don't be like Demas and quit. Do you know what's wrong with a lot of us Christians? We're running on empty tanks. We take our car, and boy, if my car gets down a half tank, man, it's time to get some gas. I mean, my car's only got a half tank gas in it. I got to have gas in my car, so who knows what's going to happen? I've only got a half a tank of gas in my car. Listen, I'm not going to go very far on a half tank of gas, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I might just want to go someplace or some emergency might come, and I've got to get there, and I ain't going to let my car be on less than half a tank of gas. Well, how come we run our Christian life, our spirit so on empty? I don't know when God's going to call me home. I don't know when God's going to call me to preach His word. I don't know when God's going to call somebody to lead their son or their daughter to the Lord. I don't know when God's going to set the opportunity for a family to get together, and God's going to want you to speak up for Him. And you're running on empty. Well, I didn't go to church Wednesday night. I don't care much about Sunday school. I'll just show up, you know, for Sunday. I did my job, God, leave me alone. And you're running on empty. And you're wondering, how come my children don't come to church? Grandchildren don't want to be in church. How come my friends and my relatives really don't care about my God? Well, you see, the reason they don't care is because you run on empty. You're not down here. Oh, God, I got to have your help today. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit. God, my son's not here, and Lord, I don't know what's wrong, but God, I need you to help my son get back in church. And I need the power of prayer on my family. You need the power of prayer on your family. And you can't be a good runner in a race or win the prize if you're running on empty. We worry more about our car and a half a tank of gas than what we do to the Spirit of God in our soul so we can reach our family. I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you've been running empty for a long time. Maybe you ain't even in the race. I mean, when we go to a race, you know, cars, they got to go to the time trial. Boy, I love the time trials. And, you know, I like to see which one's going to be the fastest car on the track and who's going to be the slowest guy on the track. But there's other guys that show up too late, and they don't make the time trials, and they're not in the race. You can't live for Christ if you don't have Christ in you. You've got a time trial your whole entire lifetime to receive the Lord as your Savior. Is it time that you get in the race? Is it time today that you receive Christ as your Savior so you can run the race and live for Him? You can't give a dollar if you don't have one. You can't give salvation and show somebody how to get to heaven if you don't know how to get there yourself. I'm not talking about lip service prayer. Oh, yeah, I want a fire escape. Yep, Lord, forgive me my sins. Give me a home in heaven. Thank you for saving my soul and getting me out of that lake of fire. Amen. Come on, hon, let's go home. Hurry up, get them kids in the car. And all that going on. Where in the world is a new creature from that prayer? No, it's time to get right with God and get honest with God and give Him your heart and give Him your soul and give Him your life and let Him do what He created you to do and get in His race. If there's anyone here that's not saved today, you've never truly given Jesus your heart and soul behind a prayer, maybe you'd like to do that today. Is there anyone here that I could pray for? Would you raise your hand? Brother Darrell, I've never thought about it, but I'm really not in the race, and I need Christ so I can get in the race. Would you pray for me? Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Anyone here at all? Well, praise God. I thank God that everyone here knows their salvation is secure in Christ Jesus. What about the race, brothers, sisters? Are we running down empty? Or is it time to start getting back here to the gas station and filling up on the Spirit of God? You know, we need to come back here tonight. Our pastor might not be here, but we need to be here. Where it's worth to be again in his name, there he is in the midst. Our pastor may not be here, but we need to be here. You need to be here. Your husband or wife, children or grandchildren, they need to be here. We need to quit running on empty spiritually and start filling up our tank and coming every time the door is open. We need to quit running on empty and get a feeling when we see some free gas and we open our Bible at home in front of our children. We start reading God's word in front of our children and keep our tank full. Father God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the dear men and women here, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful play that the children did. God, I thank you for the challenge, Lord, that we start considering our life and our soul and our fight for God is more important than having gas in our car. God, help us to keep our spirit filled. In Jesus' name, amen.